Yeah.
Hello, I'm Monica. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Monica calling from FAU. We're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Would you like to participate?
Say that again.
Sure. I'm Monica calling from FIU, Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Would you like to participate?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. One moment, please. The first question is, your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a manufactured mobile home?
Well, the home attached to the home.
Okay. Do you own or do you rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Do you know in what year was your home built?
2002.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
All my life.
Okay. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any tropical storm or Category 1 to 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. Which one is the last one you remember?
Wilma.
Well. Okay. This was back in 20... I'm sorry, what year was it?
I don't remember. I think it was, let's see, was it 2005? I can't remember.
Okay. Yes, I think it was 2005, and it was a Category 3 hurricane.
Right.
Okay. 2005, thank you. All right. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No. Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards?
How vulnerable?
Somewhat?
Somewhat,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, I have some metal storm shutters I put on the windows.
I'm typing in your answer. Just one moment.
All right.
Thank you. Next question is, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared?
I would say a warning.
A warning? Okay. Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage?
Pretty much all of it.
All of it? Very certain. Okay. May I know what are your top three sources of information, such as internet, radio, TV, newspaper?
TV.
TV.
Internet.
Okay. All right. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say 4.
A 4? Okay. Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm, such as loss of income, property taxes, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of food, cost of insurance, or others?
None.
None. Okay. Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No. Neither flood nor evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you had to, when would you evacuate? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning, a Category 3 hurricane, or probably never?
No, I probably wouldn't unless it's a 5.
Okay. All right. Let's say your answer was yes to the previous question. Where would you go if you had to? To a local shelter, to a house, a nearby friend, another location, which may include another state, or as far as possible?
We would go to the high school right around the corner from my house.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Thank you. Do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
On the hurricane policies, they would have like $5,000.
Thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an expected hurricane damage?
Confident.
Confident? Okay. Has your home insurance rate changed in the last, let's say, 1 to 3 years?
What do you mean the rating?
The options for these questions are, is that increased somewhat between 1 to 10%, or it has remained the same?
I just cannot deal. It went up from 6,000 to 7,000.
Okay. Right. Has it always been that way, or do you feel like it has been increasing just
nope.
in the last 3 years? No. Okay.
In the last 3 years, it's really going up.
Really going up. Okay. All right. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provided? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease your coverage or any other actions?
No, I didn't do anything. I just paid.
Just paid it. Okay. Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring?
I would say $4,000.
Okay. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at a current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you would not move from your home?
I would not move from my home.
All right. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Options are federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
FEMA.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Confident.
Would you say a 3 or a 4?
3.
A 3? Okay. This is another statement. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Three.
Okay. This is another statement. The new development take into account hurricane wind risk.
Three.
Thank you. Another statement. The new development take into account flood risks.
Three.
Okay. And last statement. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Say it again.
Sure. This is the last statement for this question, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Yes.
You're very confident for that?
Somewhat comfortable.
Somewhat? Okay. All right. Okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. We're almost done. Thank you for bearing with me. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
No. Okay. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Not too concerned. I used to have flood insurance for the South Florida Water Mess District. Say we didn't need it anymore because they had dug a tornado in the back of my house.
All right. Would you say you're slightly concerned then?
Right.
Okay. All right. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, taxes and fees, insurance rate, walkability, flood zone, or any other characteristic?
Proximity to schools.
Mm-hmm. Any other?
Neighborhood.
Neighborhood? I just need one more.
Repeat them again.
Sure. Crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate.
Crime.
Okay. All right. Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
Rest of my life.
Rest of your life? Okay. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Can you please tell me your age?
70.
Thank you. And may I know your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Thank you. How many people are 65 or older?
One.
Just one. Okay. May I know your marital status?
Widow.
Widow. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic / Latino descent?
No.
No. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
African-American.
Thank you. What language is most spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And last question, please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, between 20 and 30,000, 30 and 50, 50 to 70, 75 to 100,000, or over 100,000?
75 to 100.
Thank you. These were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. I hope you have a great evening. And again, thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.